better early. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. He would be so awesome. He would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick O'Kasich.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we
with simple words like aw shucks. We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the
case. We're going to hear they might be giants, too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Start this off.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, College Radio. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Right here, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and other things. I'm your socially distant, except really not quite so much anymore, hostess Lils. And have I got some show for you tonight? Right here on the radio. Looking all fancy pants with our terrestrial, got our terrestrial pants on. Anyway, we got some local music goodness coming up for you. We've got a special appearance from JJ Gonson over at Once. She's going to tell us all about some really awesome shows coming up. And later on, a performance live in Studio D from special guest My Name is Blue Sky. So keep an ear out for that. For now, though, let's get into some Rebecca Lamb. Here's I Want You to Know.
I want you to know I can see right through you. So don't try to hide nothing from me. I want you to know want you to know. We'll be right back.
adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Two kids on a lonely road with nothing to lose but half a home. But when I saw you, I didn't feel a change. So all I stay away.
Like a horse and ride on a limo ride, I take out
Rebecca Lamb starting us off in that first block with I Want You to Know, following that Poor Baby by The Only Things, Half a Home by Senseless Optimism, and just then we had Blushing Bride by Drab. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. I'm your hostess, Lels, and we've got some more top-tier local goodies in store for you tonight, as well as a special conversation with JJ Gonson over from Once, and a special performance later in the studio from My Name is Blue Sky. For now, though, let's kick things off with a brand new track from Aaron Bear. Here's Lessons.
A sense of self, a sense of belonging here, belonging to the pain and the goodness that comes through that pain, so that the sadness, the ownership, anger, uncomfortableness, quiet, chaotic, uncertain times in our lives are not experiences you can run away from. We got to experience it all. I don't think you'd find any part of my heart or mind that says otherwise. No. Otherwise, oh.
Suspected of all me. dying. Be there to cut the rest. There's no way to and see if we have what we claim to be. So brave. Thank you.
Lessons by Aaron Baer in that last block. Following that, Nona by Eustace. Into Giving Up by True Faith. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your hostess, Lils, and we have JJ Gonson with us in the studio. JJ Gonson of Once.
Hey, hey, Lils.
Nice to see you on the program.
It is nice to see you in the program.
Nice just to generally be seeing you after having attended and performed so many awesome shows you've put on.
Oh, you are so cool. Thank you. It's great to see you, too.
I don't think I'm cool.
I do.
But yeah, JJ Johnson, take it away. What's your deal?
Okay, so I wanted to come by and say hi, because I haven't been here in a while, and I just love it. Hey! And I love this show, and
I love
local music. Right?
Heck yeah.
Local music. And so I've got some stuff going on. And by me, I mean Once, and I mean we, because there's a bunch of us doing this stuff. And we have some cool stuff going on. And one of the things that we have going on is that we've been doing this cool thing at La Brasa in East Somerville, which is a restaurant in East Somerville.
Oh, yeah.
And they are allowing Once and our co-producer, Sick Joke, and to like clear some tables on Thursday and have artists in to perform, and it's free. You can come check out these artists, and it's really cool. And it's kind of a cool neighborhood vibe. You know, people in the area can roll over and see some cool music. And
kind of a cool hipstery sort of atmosphere.
I don't know. That's interesting. Hipstery. What even is that anymore?
We're all hipsters. That's true. At this point, the definition, I feel like, eludes all of us.
It's like a cool neighborhood atmosphere. You know, it feels like people who live nearby who are like hanging out. It's cool. And the food is really good. Intimate. It's definitely intimate. And it's just fun. And we had, last week we had Chris Babbitt from Valley Heart who came in and played a bunch of songs and like got friends up with him to sing some songs, and like, you know, it's just kind of a fun vibe for people who want to try something. Maybe like if the songwriter kind of wanted to try something out, it's really good for something like that. It's been really fun. We've had like 5 of them, I think, now, and they're on Thursdays from like 8 to 10.
Very nice.
So tomorrow is Jane Doe with The Most Beautiful Moth in America, which is, I'm really looking forward to that. That's some folks, some Berkeley folks. Berkeley has been turning out some amazing, amazing, amazing bands in the last couple of years. And
oh, I'll bet.
You know, well, it's kind of cool because, you know, Berkeley, I used to think of it as being just a jazz school, but in the last few years, they've actually cranked out some cool I'm a fan of the jazz that comes out of Berkeley, but also they've cranked out some cool like indie rock bands and pop bands.
I think as there's been like a lot more just sort of crossbreeding and like cross-messing of like genres and stuff like that, just sort of all piling into each other, it was inevitable that like just more and more interesting stuff is just going to start coming about.
Yeah, Yeah, totally. It's cool. And you can see, you can kind of feel the influences in these bands where it's like, you can tell that some of the professors that they worked with were really classic, like jazz, classical, like bringing them into this like very classical way of performing, but then they've brought in their influences, they're like what they grew up with, and the combination is really cool.
Very nice. You can parse out like the differences in aesthetics a little bit.
It's really cool. So those bands, and then the other thing that Once is doing a lot is we're producing shows at the Rockwell in Davis Square. We've been doing that for a while now, and we really love them. They're an amazing partner, and we have a
Rockwell's a fun place. I have performed there with one of my bands, Pink Slip.
Awesome.
At the Scalloween performance.
I remember it well. It was so fun.
That was such a good time.
It really was. It was so fun. I just want to say, so I'm going to step out for a second from the like, here's the shows we have coming up, to say that the ska scene is so super fun in Boston. We did ska prom last summer at Once. At Boynton Yards, our outside festivals, and it was so fun. And like the ska scene brings such a great vibe. Always, it's always so fun.
Yeah, it seems like it's really just sort of making a comeback in Boston in a big way. Yeah. Especially more recently.
Yeah, it's cool.
And like, I'm psyched. Since you mentioned Boynton Yards, like I have been to so many shows that my friend Nicole from Dark Sky is put on over there, and it is always just such a fun time, just such a great vibe.
Honestly. Even
for goth music.
I was going to say, there's nothing like a goth show under a bright, sunny sky. And there was actually, the first time we did a goth show at Boynton Yards, one of the people from Boynton Yards came over and gave everybody these really awesome black and white striped umbrellas. And everybody stood around under these really awesome black and white striped umbrellas that Boynton Yards
That must have looked really cool.
It looked so cool. It was awesome. It was a great visual. So this Friday night, Friday the 13th, Mall Cops and Talk Chalk and Christian Pace are playing at the Rockwell, and that's a Once show. And then we have a couple of really awesome, also coming up at La Brasa, this band called Bellows from New York, who I adore. I did not drop a swear word that I almost dropped there. I hope Joel knows that I'm paying attention. Really, really, really good band from New York. And playing with Pink Navel, who's really awesome. And that's a La Brasa show. Anyway, you can find all this stuff. Oh, except I have to shout out this one more band who are coming, who are local enough. They're from Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Local enough.
New England, that counts.
Okay. Dead Gowns, seriously, check out this band. There is something about the singer's voice. There's something about where she puts her tongue. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it's intimate. It's like you feel like she's singing to you.
Wow.
I don't know if it's in the recording or, but there's something about the quality of her voice that I find just entrancing.
It just generates an atmosphere just on its own.
I just love her. So Dead Gowns, and the single is Renter Not a Buyer is the single that I've just been living on. I love it so much. So I'm really excited because I've really wanted to bring them to Boston for a while now.
Very nice.
And that's the 29th at the Rockwell with Sweet Petunia, who are really, really, really good. And also Clifford, who are really, really good. Okay. I love bands.
I mean, now's an even better time, but I would say a more necessary time than ever to be supporting local music. Like I was just over practicing with Pink Slip over at the practice space in Charleston, and that, like, as well as Sound Museum, like they're starting to head out the door, and that's a huge bummer.
It really is, but you know,
two huge losses.
Boston is doing really amazing things. I just read today a statement issued by the city of Boston that there is a commitment to build a lot of rehearsal studios, new rehearsal studios that are going to be. My understanding is that it's going to be city operated or city owned But the point is that the city's actually making an investment in rehearsal studios.
Well, that's great
to Boston.
Hear. That is great to hear one way or another.
Hey, Cambridge and Somerville, are you paying attention? Look at what your big sibling's doing over there. It's cool.
Now, we don't need to start a feud or nothing.
Oh, no. I'm not going to.
No fussing or fighting.
It's just a suggestion. Supporting the arts is such a cool thing to do.
Of course.
Actually, Cambridge and Somerville are very good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. We live in an art-rich place. I'm grateful.
Yeah. And I feel like it's not always obvious, like, just above the surface, but, like, you just take a much closer look. It's there, and it's great.
Truly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for popping in to tell us about all these awesome one shows
coming up. Thanks for having me. OnceSomerville.com is where you can see
by all means,
pictures.
Where can people find, like, more information about Once and all that sort of stuff?
Yep. Once Somerville.
Very nice.
Woo-hoo.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you very much for popping in. That was JJ Gonson from Once. Go check out OnceSomerville.com for more awesome shows. Putting on some great shows at the aforementioned Boynton Yards, Rockwell, and some other really dope venues. Like, I know you've put on some really great shows at Crystal Ballroom as well, among other places. Oh, yeah. For now, we're going to get right back into some music. How about we hit things back up with Linnea's Garden? Here's Like the Patriarchy.
Down, cause it don't even count. I wanna you like the patriarchy. Me hard in the brick alley. Let's go out and get down, cause it don't even count. I want you like the patriarchy. Under the sink till I can't even think. Kiss me hard in the brick alley. Let's go out and get down, cause it don't even count. I wanna feel like the patriarchy. We'll be right back.
Wop, wop, then They like to hit me like they think that they can make me stop. I want the bling bling when the album drop. Or maybe we can take a second just to sit and talk. Attack the block like I might curb stomp. I see the top and I never ever get caught. Cause I'm that again that never ever gets bought. I see the bigger picture and I never get caught.
Hey, shed, hey, shed, hey, shed. Hey, shed, hey, shed, hey, shed. Hey, shed, hey, shed.
Need to wash my dishes, I'ma give you stitches. Cause you need to chop the whole thing. Paper, machete. Need to wash my dishes, I'ma give you stitches. Cause you need to chop the whole thing. Paper, machete. Need to wash my dishes, I'ma give you stitches. Cause you need to chop the whole thing. Paper, machete. Need to wash my dishes, I'ma give you stitches. Cause you need to chop the whole thing.
The eternal dilemma of mankind. Good and evil. The paradox.
Thank you.
Linnea's Garden with Like the Patriarchy, starting off that last block. Following that, new one from The Freaks with Witch. Into that, Pinata by Kofi the Spider-Man in collaboration with Sawtooth. Got a brand new Sawtooth track much later on, so keep an ear out for that. As well as Lamar by Pilgrims of Yearning, one of my favorites of 2022, that Hadal EP. So good. You're listening, of course, to On the Town with Mikey D, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. I am your hostess, Lils, and I've got some more music for you, but do stick around for later on in the program. We've got a special performance by My Name is Blue Sky, right over in Studio D. For now, though, here's brand new from Captain Vampire. Here's Turn Back.
Thank you.